Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. This is the official home of ExperienceProsDeals.com. And I'll tell you what, there are more new deals out there this week. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Hopefully you are checking it out every single week. 40 to 90% off. Markdown on some really cool stuff, even services, stuff you can have delivered, all sorts of fun things. ExperienceProsDeals.com is the website. And then as a business, make sure your deals are listed on there as well. We send people to them every single day. Plus, it doesn't cost anything to list your deal. And all the money goes towards everything you raise. Can actually use the dollars to actually pay for your radio advertising with no out-of-pocket cash.
It's a win-win-win all the way across the boards. All right, guess what time it is?
It's time.
It's time for You Choose the News. That's right, it's the game show at the top of the hour that we've actually chosen the news, and we think you're going to like them, but maybe not. Instead, we're going to give you the chance to pick the order, and we like saying you choose the news because it rhymes. So four stories here in this top of the hour. The Converse Alwa. I'm just going to leave it at that. Converse Alwa. If you want to know what it is, you got to ask for the news. You got to choose it. Chick-fil-A caused the crime spree.
Okay.
How about this? This is the kind-hearted gesture of the week.
Oh.
Or fat shaming leads to dismissal.
I want to know the kindest thing that's happening this week.
The kindest thing that happened this week, last week, is a 10-year-old boy suffering from cerebral palsy ended up winning the gold medal on sports day at school thanks to his kind-hearted classmates. Daniel Boyers from a St. Oswald's Catholic Primary School in Wigan had earlier told his mother that he didn't want to take part in the running race because he was afraid everyone would laugh at him.
Hmm.
He recently underwent an ankle surgery and felt that his classmates would laugh at him if he tried to run with his plaster cast. However, after loads of encouragement from his mother and his friends, he finally decided to give it a try. Daniel was in for a lovely surprise after he realized that he had overtaken everyone. This was only possible because the other youngsters participating alongside him decided to slow down and let him win the race. The video ends with David stepping over the red tape and shouting with joy after realizing that he had finally, for once in his life, won.
Wow. Wow, so he didn't want to go at all.
Right.
Right? Was worried about
how
everybody...
Cerebral palsy runs funny. It's just, you know, it's not like all the other kids. And the other kids... in a unanimous show of support for their friend, said, "You take this one."
Nice.
I told you, it's the nicest thing you're going to have,
right,
have happen
right,
all week.
That feels good. Just listening to it.
All right. Fat shaming leads to dismissal. Chick-fil-A caused my crime spree. or the Converse Alwa?
Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. A Texas woman blames Chick-fil-A for a deadly crime spree. Texas woman who went on a fatal crime spree in Atlanta area is using self-defense, or using the defense that spiked Chick-fil-A drink made her snap. Christy Newsby, 43 years old, is charged with murder and a slew of other crimes after she carjacked multiple vehicles and fatally struck a 71-year-old pedestrian, Lucy Turner, in a car accident last week. Nesby appeared in court and told the judge that as she was let out of the courtroom, that a spiked fast food beverage accounted for her actions.
A spiked fast food beverage.
I went to Chick-fil-A, I told someone. Someone put something in my drink, she said to the judge while court officers escorted her out of the hearing. Nesby robbed a dry cleaning business. When she fled the scene, she careened her car off the road where she struck the elderly pedestrian who was on her way to work. Nesby then carjacked a woman at gunpoint, quickly abandoned that car. The crazed woman then stole another car that she crashed into a fence. Toxicology reports are still pending, and Nesby has been ordered to undergo a medical evaluation. However, it does not appear that Chick-fil-A will be brought up on charges.
It's not my fault.
Chick-fil-A.
It's Chick-fil-A.
It's that lemonade.
Right? It's sweet tea.
The lemonade.
No, it's the sweet tea.
It'll be the sweet tea.
It's too sweet for me.
Yeah, well.
Not my fault. I just kept going.
Yeah.
I kept running into stuff.
And stealing stuff.
And again, yeah, yeah, taking stuff that didn't belong to me.
Right.
It was spiked with sugar.
Jeez. Fat shaming leads to dismissal, or Converse Alwa.
Fine, do your Converse story.
All right, Converse Alwa. You are wearing Chuck Taylor Converse shoes right there, yes?
Why do you ask?
I'm not asking. That's a statement of fact.
And not everybody knows that.
I am reporting that Angel's
this is not news.
Super chic Chuck kicks are a pink variety, and they're very cute.
Okay.
Well, imagine those with a built-in guitar pedal. That's right. Ooh. Converse unveiled a sneaker with a built-in guitar pedal to allow musicians to keep a piece of their equipment with them at all times. The Chuck Taylor Alwa, developed by wearable tech company Shoot Circuit, features the silhouette of the brand's classic Chuck Taylor sneaker, containing microsensor technology that allows the shoe to act as a guitar pedal.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Simply move your foot as you would using a traditional wah pedal, and the sneaker does the rest, communicating wirelessly via Bluetooth to the wah box for the wah effect. And the all-wa can be used in the classic stage setup with an amp or connected to a Mac or an iPhone. There's actually a guitar cord plug-in in the sole.
That rocks.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That would be kind of cool.
Right? See, that's the kind of thing you would use venture capital for.
Yes.
Right? Something innovative.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly right.
Okay.
So that's the Converse Alwa sneaker. And finally, this message comes, I don't see a city that's telling us. We'll see if we can figure this out as we go. He just wanted to grab a cold beer with his friends, but his night turned upside down after receiving a fat-shaming message. Dylan Arnold was hanging with his friends at a bar in Warwick, Rhode Island, on Wednesday when he was insulted. I was signing my slip. I didn't really pay attention to it yet, and then I just happened to read that it said up in the top left corner, it said, "Fatty, table for two."
Oh, you know, we've seen this happen, come out regularly.
Yeah.
Servers identifying their patrons with
shaming
names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the receipt from the All-Stars Bar and Grill read Fatty in the place intended for the customer's name. Arnold shared a photo of the receipt on Facebook, and outrage over this incident began to spread on social media. The server legitimately ID'd me as Fatty. Then he wouldn't admit it. They lost mine and my friend's business, the 24-year-old stated in his post.
You think, you know, this has been in the news often enough as servers.
Yep.
Like, you've learned your lesson.
No, they haven't. when Tony Ambrosia, Ambrosio, the owner of the restaurant, found out about the incident, he was quick to apologize, and he fired the server in question. Quote, "We sincerely apologize for your negative experience last night. It was very unprofessional, to say the least. We take full accountability for what occurred, and we'd like to make it up to you," Ambrosio posted in the comments of Arnold's Facebook photo. The server turned out to be the owner's son. Not only is he out of a job, but he is also no longer allowed on the restaurant's property.
Wow.
The owner says, "That's not what I teach my children, employees, or my kids. I hold them all accountable."
You know, it's one of those, you give your son a job, right? You gave him a chance, and this is now how he's treating the customers. And then daddy's like, "Sorry, you're out."
Both Ambrosio and his son have reached out to Arnold personally to apologize. Arnold told CNN that he refuses to speak to them right now. Even though he's not ready to hear from Ambrosio, he did release a statement on his Facebook. "I'm not looking to see All-Stars get shut down or vandalized or anything. Justice has been done, and it's over." Wow. Well,
yeah,
I think
you know, would you
father...
actually father if I so you know this isn't what you train your staff your staff is mistreating
right.
But when it happens to be your son,
you're out,
right? But that's,
I'm sorry,
that's impressive.
I think
that's tough love.
It is tough love, and I think that the customer should go have a beer with the owner, settle it up, make an opportunity to make it right, and the son, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll teach him a lesson.
Maybe
learn him something or two. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more positive business talk. You're listening to Eric and Angel. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, and you are our reason why.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. You know, we're talking an awful lot about leadership and leadership development here on the program.
We do. And, you know, and I think that a lot of times there's this untapped resource, right? We've got these folks that are coming into the workforce, but they're not really trained. They say recruitment of highly skilled talent is one of the challenges companies are actively grappling with to retain their top performers, particularly young professionals. And in a Harvard Business Review article, Why Top Young Managers Are in a Nonstop Job Hunt, researchers point to a lack of formal development such as training, mentoring, and coaching as a major area of dissatisfaction among young professionals that appears to be fueling many early exits. And so tapping into this unmet need, John Faneca, Senior Director of Growth at X Consultants, he's here to discuss the need to expand core employee skills as well as how increased skills will lead to less job hopping and higher employee retention. John Faneca, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Very nice to have you with us. Let me ask you this now. You launched this thing called the X Consultants Academy. It's a 4-day management consulting style training program. You end up developing 7 courses ranging from advanced Excel to data visualization to issue mapping and whatnot. What is the overriding goal? When somebody goes through this course, what will they be able to walk out with and say, I got it?
Sure. So the context for this course is many of our clients are really keen on hiring current or former management consultants from the likes of McKinsey or BCG or Bain. And the reason that they do that, one of the main reasons, is that they come to the firm with this, with what we call the consulting skills toolbox. You have these really advanced capabilities of structured problem solving, very polished communication, and strong analytics. So this program is designed for more junior folks, probably from the sort of senior analyst up to sort of a junior manager in a consulting role, that have some of those skills but need to really sort of turbocharge to get them to the next level.
You know, when we talk about how we come out of school and we've got, you know, we've been trained, you know, for coding, or we've been trained, you know, for a certain skill set, but those critical thinkings, you know, and communication and problem solving skills aren't necessarily being taught, especially in the tech world, right? And people with computer skills and in the technical side of it and technology. How is it that they're actually, at what point in their career do they discover, okay, I'm missing these very critical thinking skills and communication skills? Is it early on, do they recognize it right away, or is it much later on down in their process, John?
Well, you see it pretty much throughout professional development, right? So someone just joining the workforce from college they'll obviously have a steeper learning curve. So you'll see that they're either able to produce the output that's expected, but it takes them a lot longer to do it, and there's errors or the quality is not great, right? So then you need more senior folks that take some of their time to either correct the work themselves and or train the more junior resource. And what we found is that doesn't often happen very often. So typically there isn't a lot of time for direct training. And many companies, especially smaller companies, don't have formal training programs. So it's kind of a vicious cycle.
Sure.
And that's what this academy aims to address.
So John, have you discovered, as you've rolled this academy out and people are going through it, have you discovered that there's one overriding skill or skill set that seems to be skipped more than any other? Is there one thing that the people that are turning out into the workforce today are missing?
I think probably the one that is the most difficult to master is what we call issue mapping. It's a structured approach to problem solving, right? And the reason that's so critical to any business is you need to know where to start when you're facing a complex challenge. And many times people sort of jump in to whatever analysis that they're trying to do without first identifying what are the key questions that they need to answer and what are the hypotheses behind those that they need to then go test. So that structured approach to problem solving is truly critical.
So, John, give us some contact information if people are interested in this event that's going on in August. How do they get involved?
Yeah, so one great way is to visit our website. It's xconsultantsacademy.com. So it's exconsultantsacademy.com. Another great way is you can also give us a call. Our phone number is 310-573-8878, extension 729.
Give that phone number one more time, please, John.
Sure. That's 310-573-8878, extension 729.
There you go.
Very nice. Well, congratulations. Good luck on the event that's going on. But, yeah, it's definitely a necessary piece that is missing from our workforce today.
John, all right, John, thanks so much for the call, man. We appreciate you.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You betcha. Folks, if you checked out experienceprosdeals.com, oh, boy. This week we're featuring Ostrich Baskets. Ostrich Baskets and Custom Gifts. There is an executive deal going on right now. If you like to say thank you to the people who patronize your business, the people that give your, you serve them all year long and they give you their money for your service. You want to say thank you? Do it with style. The Ostrich Basket Executive Basket comes with, get this, a 10x13 customized bamboo cutting board, customized bow, ribbon, and greeting card, two-piece drinkware like champagne flutes, right, or stemless wine glasses, 7 ounces of top brand name chocolate, another brand name gourmet chocolate bar, Russell Stover assorted chocolate sample, three-piece Ferrero Rocher, you like that, Mountain Jam preserves, Mountain Jam sampler jars, gourmet cheese, another gourmet cheese, crackers, sparkling cider, summer sausage, a leatherette padfolio, metallic silver pen and pencil set in a velvet box, and get this, a petting zoo bright eyes stuffed animal wildlife figurine. Oh, yeah.
You've got to just check out these custom gift baskets at experienceprosdeals.com.
Half off
from Ostrich Baskets.
We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. ExperienceProsDeals.com.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now. Call 800-718-8730. 800-718-8730. 800-718-8730. 800-718-8730.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-358-9410. That's 1-800-358-9410. Again, 1-800-358-9410.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
biztalkradio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. Guess who just walked into the studio? Jeff Fox Notworthy.
No.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And he brought a list.
No, he didn't.
Yep.
Oh, Jeff, go home.
Hey there, little girl. Why you don't like what we're about to do?
All right. Protect your ears, people.
Come on now.
All right, you want to know? Okay, all right.
Jeff Fox Notworthy is ready to give you a list.
10 signs your employees don't give a dang about the goals that you have set for them.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well,
Do I read it? Should I read it? How do you want to do it? How do you want to do this, Mr. Notworthy?
If your employees miss their goals, they might not give a dang.
If they're missing their goals, even after you've stressed how important the goals are, and they miss them again, right? So they keep missing the goals, they might not give a dang. How about this one? Your employees didn't respond to your confidential survey because they really don't think you care about what they think.
You might have don't give a dang employees.
How about this? You know your employees can hit aggressive goals, but it's not happening at all anymore.
You mean you know that they're capable of it, but it's just not happening?
Mm-hmm. They used to hit them.
Jeff, what do you say? You might have don't give a dang employees.
How about this? You hired a consultant to create a survey for your employees instead of walking around talking to them. And so your employees don't fill out. They don't complete the survey.
You might have don't give a dang employees.
Your facility was ranked among the top region in your company for years. Now you're not in that ranking anymore, and no one is concerned about it.
You might have don't give a dang employees.
Your supervisors either don't know what's up or they aren't comfortable telling you what it is. Either way, communication isn't happening.
You might have don't give a dang employees.
You called an all-hands meeting to tell your employees what they already know, right? That you care a lot about hitting targets. They didn't hit their targets, and they don't show up for your all-hands meeting.
You have a big problem.
Even with the knowledge of a losing streak, let's see, your employees haven't perked up. So just says your employees haven't perked up.
When you hate your job, losing your job is not a scary proposition. You have burnt out employees.
Right? They might not mind. They don't mind getting fired and collecting unemployment.
Ooh. You have a parasite.
As the regional COO, you have no idea what's working for your company, and you can't get your employees to talk to you.
You might have don't give a dang employees.
And the trust level in your organization is gone.
You've lost that love and feeling.
All right, so those are signs that your employees just don't care. But if we turn it around, right, and look at what is going on, right, you've had a great run. Your business was hitting your targets every quarter. You were always ranking in the top, you know, for your production. But you started to see a slump in production.
Yeah.
What is happening?
What is happening?
Right. And a lot of times it's the goals that you are setting for your staff. They don't care anymore. And here's the thing. You miss too many targets. We see that the staff can do, okay, we hit our goal, you know, we hit this.
You're capable,
right?
Of it.
You're capable.
We know that you can.
And so what ends up happening, though, from the top level, like, okay, you guys hit that, now we're going to double it. we're going to do that again. And it never is
lower. It never goes down.
It never goes down. It always gets higher. And the urgency always seems to be increasing. And as a staff, we end up getting burnt out. Yes, we can do it. And yes, we've done it. But that level of sustainability, right, isn't effective.
Well, hold on for a second, though. Yes, we pay you to do it. And so that level of sustainability should be. Now, if it's constantly going up and they expect you to do more and more and more, I think that is where we need to bring in a conversation about either hiring new employees or bringing in some infrastructure that supports the efforts. But if your employees have shifted to the I don't give a dang, then how do you get them out of it? Well, I believe you have to get buy-in to your story. You got to get buy-in to the culture. The reason why. Why did you get this job in the first place? If it's just to collect a paycheck, you become the weakest link. Goodbye. Seriously. Because if you're not doing the job, why should I continue to pay for your lack of effort and or interest?
Right.
But if you are willing to do the job and you just need a pep rally and a reissuing of the cultural statement that says this is why we do what we do, then employers ought to get on that right now and give that pep rally.
Right. Well, if they don't care about the goals anymore, you are going to have to soften. You're going to have to start listening to the team. They're not going to respond to your surveys, right? It's a highly insulting way, they say, to poll teammates who sit around all day and speak the same language you do. So this is one of those, you have to put down the bullying tactics, put down the goals, and let's talk. Let's have a conversation.
Hiring a consultant to fix your attitude problem internally is probably a non-starter.
Right, you're right. And it's not an employee issue. It's really a leadership crisis.
I agree with this.
According to Liz Ryan, she says it has nothing to do with your employee's output or their capability. It's an energetic logjam standing between your capable teammates and the goals you want them to hit. If they don't care about your goals anymore, you're going to have to soften. You can't bluster and bully your way to making your employees care, and neither can any other manager on earth. And these were some pretty non-subtle, right, issues that they're having. And so when you see that is going on, stop, drop, and listen, right?
Yeah.
Stop, look, and listen.
Hey, it turns out that we were wrong.
We were wrong.
When it came to hiring in the tech field and other high-paying jobs, used to think that you needed to specialize, go to a technical institute, make sure that you get a technical degree, make sure that you have, if you're a coder and you're going to the tech arena, you make sure that you code in several different languages or whatever. Guess what one founder admits?
That he was wrong.
He was wrong.
Right?
And that actually what we should have done?
Was hired liberal arts students or graduates. Right? He says that philosophy and literature, all of that, he should have given those with a humanities degree a second look.
Mm-hmm.
Because looking back at the tech teams that I built at my companies, it's evidence that the individuals with liberal arts degrees are by far the sharpest, best performing software developers and technology
leaders.
They
are more well-rounded. And I see it a lot. We talk about, and this is different than niche marketing your business, but we talk about, if you have a singularly focused educational process, then you lack some of the critical thinking that has been developed across a broad range of education. And so I agree with this. Of course, full disclosure, I have a liberal arts education.
Well, he says a well-rounded liberal arts degree establishes a foundation for critical thinking, which is a self-learning machine.
Yep.
Right. He says there's all sorts of coding boot camps that you can add tech skills to your arsenal. Right. He says we don't need qualified, formally trained engineers with university degrees. We need those with an English degree with some programming on the side to end up with better leaders. We'll create better leaders that way.
Now, listen, here's a word of warning. While college students concerned with their degree won't get them a job, might breathe a sigh of relief on reading this particular article, they should know that other experts warn that this major in whatever inspires you advice can have real-world limitations. I made a joke about one of my friends whose daughter has an equine sciences, or is going to have an equine sciences degree, And I made a little joke saying, of course, she's going to take that equine sciences degree and manage your business when you get ready to retire. Yes, maybe, or maybe not. Who knows? But the equine sciences degree probably isn't going to help her in the business world.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
You don't think so? What they're looking for now are more the critical thinking and communication skills. You can talk to a horse. You can talk to anybody.
That's possible.
Maybe even Eric.
You may find that horses are more communicative than Eric. Folks, we do have to take a quick break, but when we come back, there is more positive business talk ahead. You've come to expect it from the Experience Pros. Check out ExperienceProsDeals.com, and while you're there, check out ExperiencePros.com for the archives of this and every other broadcast that we do. We'll be back right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at ExperiencePros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric, where we do appreciate you for tuning in and being a part of our reason why. Saw an interesting post that came across the Facebook over the weekend, and I thought I would share it with our listeners because it really taps into the very essence of what we try to accomplish every day here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. The meme that I saw says simply this: behind every successful person are the ones who believed in them. Now think about that for just a minute. You know, there's always the funny ones. You know, behind every successful man is the woman who made it possible. Agree with that. Lots of those things. But think about this statement for just a minute. Where would you be if you didn't have those, in many cases, invisible cheerleaders? You're visible to you, but invisible to the masses, cheering you on and saying, "You can do this. I believe in you." You know, those four words, quite possibly the most powerful words that exist out there.
One of the earlier, you know, before Eric and I were radio, we were in customer service and we were hired to do a secret shop,
mm-hmm.
Right? He says, my staff, I don't think is getting the customer service thing. Can you secret shop them
right
for me? And so we secret shopped this store and it was quite possibly up to that day and still is to this day the worst experience I've ever received as a customer.
Turns out his problem was much bigger than he thought.
Right? Yeah, the place was dirty. The people were dirty. The people were apathetic. They were rude. I mean, it was just one thing after another. Came back and thought they must have just had an off day, right? Because nobody can be that bad and still be in business.
Let's give them a couple of weeks, come back and check again.
Just as bad.
Wow.
Right? So now I'm thinking, is this particular industry? Maybe this industry. This is how it is in this industry. And so did a directory search to find out, okay, where is there another one, you know, in the area, and walked into a store that was super clean. Everything was spotless,
organized,
and
neat,
clean.
Yeah.
Greeted by a super friendly man who was just very caring. He was compassionate. I mean, it was 180 degrees
yes.
from what we had experienced.
Yes.
Plus, it was one of the best customer service experience I had ever received.
Such to the point that as a result of that experience, we ended up creating the whole concept of fan bragging and of the customer
right?
service awards.
The very first ever. So when we talk about Fan Bragging Friday, this is where it began. This gentleman, his name was Ron Skinner, and he owned an ink remanufacturing franchise.
Correct.
And we were so overwhelmed, and we thought we should do something nice for him.
Yep.
But weeks went by, you know, we're busy, we're doing our own thing. And one day we're at the office supply store, and in right there at the checkout was just some blank, you know, print yourself certificates.
Sure.
And I thought, well, let's give him the Extreme Customer Service Award.
You bet.
And it was our first ever. Went back to the office, printed it, just a one-off. We invented the Extreme Customer Service Award and went back to this gentleman who didn't know who we were, didn't know why we were there.
Had no idea.
Right? And his regional manager happened to be there when it was just all this stuff that you think is coincidence.
Yeah.
Right? Just to have it like random. Why is it this day? It had been weeks since we had been in there. Why this day were we there? And presented him with our first ever Extreme Customer Service Award, which to this day, you know, we now have the Extreme Customer Service Directory.
Correct.
We have Fan Bragging Friday. We have Fan Bragging every day. Right? All of this started from really the input, this man that he had, the impact that this man had on our world when it came to offering customer service. And unfortunately, we lost our friend Ron Skinner several years ago. And we now, at our Fan Bragging Gala, are able to give out the Ron Skinner Award, which is our Community Impact Award in his name.
He had an impact on us because he formed the final piece, if you will, to our, what you hear now, positive business talk. You know, you listen to this over major market radio and you think, well, there's 3 hours of an opportunity to hear something positive. You never hear a negative word on the Experience Pros radio show. And the reason for it is because positivity is a choice, and we choose to do that. Well, Ron Skinner had a large part of that, and we invite you to have a large part of moving forward. If you'd like to know more about how we do what we do, why we do what we do, and how it affects small business across the country, I invite you, take a moment out of your day and either call our phone number, 720-344-2446. Again, 720-344-2446. Or drop us a note at radio@experiencepros.com. And let's see how we can't make an impact in your community. Whether you're in Florida or Kansas or Tennessee or Washington or California or right here in our home state of Colorado, if you have an interest in making a positive impact in your community, this isn't a sales pitch. I'm not interested in selling you anything. I'm interested in partnering with you. We are interested in partnering with you to raise the bar of positivity in the small business arena.
You know, one of my favorite things Ron used to do is we used to host Fan Brag on Friday. It was only on Fridays. Of course, now you can Fan Brag every day.
Yeah.
But on Fridays, he would call up every single Friday without fail. And he had one of the most contagious laughs of anybody we knew. And he was just one of those people that you just felt better after being in his presence.
Yeah.
He was such a giver. He was such a kind. He was just such a kind person. And then I used to tease that if anything would ever happen to my husband, Jay, that I was going to be the future Mrs. Ron Skinner.
Yes, you did.
I mean, he just had such a tremendous impact on our business and on our lives. And I think when you take care of people, when you pour into people, you leave a legacy. You leave behind something that matters, and it doesn't have anything to do with a transaction. And it isn't always about what's in it for me.
Yeah.
He went through some challenges with the franchise, and so he had to actually, he started his own delivery service company. And he was the funniest man. He called it the Old Goat Delivery Service. And he says that as long as it's not too far and it's not too heavy, because I get lost and I have a bad back. And we kept him busy. His fans, his friends kept him busy, you know, just delivering papers to places. And can you take this? Can you pick this up? Can you go get this for me?
So we dedicate these last 3 hours and the next 300 hours of the Experience Pros radio show to our friend who we lost, Ron Skinner, and his contagious reason why. On behalf of Bill, our producer, and Angel, and myself, and all the people that make the Experience Pros radio show happen every single day, we do want to say thank you for tuning in. This is home of positive business talk, and that means that you get a choice, and we want you to participate. Do something intentional today. Take a step out of your comfort zone. Give us a call at 720-344-2446, or leave a fan brag about somebody in your community, and we'll make sure that they're recognized as well. 855-FANBRAG. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Thank you. biztalkradio.com.